My dick is small.
Yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and get started here.
Let's. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to see Return to That Era.
Yep.
CKY, Chevelle.
Chevelle, brother.
Yeah, I've been on a little Chevelle.
Deftones?
I've been on a little Chevelle kick.
Suck the dick below, oh. Because I'm gay now.
A lot of people don't know this, but they got the name Chevelle of the band comes from, it's actually a cool car. That they like, that their dad liked.
That's awesome.
They like
dude.
Cool cars, so they
we should make a band called Firebird.
It's so funny because there's probably a lot of people that make like shitty music, but
right.
They're still like definitely more serious artists than the band Chevelle.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you just have to watch those bands become like super popular.
Just a dumbass band that should have ended. Mm-hmm. All those guys should have worked at Jiffy Lube or gone to community college afterwards.
Yeah,
but instead, for some reason. A band named after a car took off.
They
is that them? Suck the dick below.
Suck the pain below.
Yeah. Just because my dick is small. Mm-hmm.
That song's about being bad at snowboarding.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Wait, you went on Genius?
No, I didn't go on Genius.
You mean Rap Genius?
No, it's just Genius. It's for all types of songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A fucking rebrand.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's for guys like me that are already rap geniuses. We need to become geniuses.
I should start a website types. Called Pussy Genius.
Yeah. It's just a picture of a pussy. And
be like, yep, that's where you put your cock.
This is the meaning behind this pussy.
Yep.
The true meaning.
And here is the general area where the clit is, which I know most of, for the most, but sometimes I get mixed up.
Damn, this guy's a real genius.
The piss hole's around there somewhere, and some pussies look different.
I still don't get the piss hole. I still don't get where that is.
It's either right below or right above the clit.
I don't think I've ever seen the piss hole. That's the real thing.
I've asked every single girlfriend I've ever had where the piss hole is, and they're like, it's
and
there.
All zero of them said.
And all, come on, bro.
Zero.
Come on.
And all of them were like, what do you mean? I'm a guy and my penis is right here.
It's right there at the front of my penis. No. Sucking.
Come you on, keep
man.
Asking me where the piss hole is,
it's right
but
there.
It's where the cum that you eat also comes out of.
Your lunch.
That's where your lunch comes
it's
out
lunch
of.
Lunch hole.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, you keep calling it the lunch hole. Yeah.
No, come on, brother. Come on, bro.
But it's actually the fucking
You say a lot of jacked up stuff about me on here, but do not say I have had zero girlfriends that are have penises.
Oh, fuck. Just because my dick is small. And there's stain. There's puddle of mud.
Mm-hmm. Suck my dick real slow. We were remembering
and
a lot of those
and please drain my penis. Feels like sucking penis.
Feels like sucking penis.
Send the pain below. Feels like sucking penis. Inside of my asshole. That's
was
where
that,
the pain can
this
go,
is,
below.
This
my
is
ass.
All new metal, right? Is that the
no,
general?
It's not new metal.
I wouldn't say they're new metal. New it's, metal's corn.
It's Be Quiet is what it is.
No, that's, yes. That's not the type of
yes.
music that it is.
Yes. Got his ass.
I got him.
Got his ass.
You should have seen it. He was trying to talk, and I told him to shut up.
Don't waste your time on me. I'm already
amidst coronavirus
a guy
lockdowns,
that is
Michael Douglas
gay.
Announces his new podcast.
Oh, no, great.
Shut up. For real?
Yes. Yes.
Friend of the show.
I have my own podcast now with my co-host Adam, who is a gay man. Stop it. Would you just stop it? Would you just fucking stop it? Chill out.
So, Michael, what do you think of that RNC?
I think you should stop.
Fucking, okay.
I think you should watch your fucking mouth. What do I have to do? Do I have to wash your fucking mouth out with cum?
Not again, Michael.
Like your boyfriends.
Please.
What exactly do I have to do?
Michael, you are my boyfriend.
Do I have
boyfriend.
To wash your mouth out with shit? Do I have to make love to your mouth with my asshole? My ass.
My ass.
And I put my ass up to your mouth.
Yes.
It it's sexy. It feels so sexy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
The way I put my ass up, my ass up to your lips. It's sexy. It's sexy.
Oh God, it's so funny.
Is that the way it feels? Feels sexy to have my ass on your lips.
Is he really starting a podcast?
No.
Oh, that would be no.
This is a movie where he's in a law firm and he keeps making 900 number phone calls.
Yes.
And he gets addicted to them.
Right.
And it's fucking up his ability to be a lawyer.
He's jacking off too much.
White shoe, high power Manhattan lawyer.
He's on party lines.
I got a call with my client in 3 minutes. But I got to do something first. Put my ass in here. So sexy. It's sexy when I hit in your mouth.
Michael, some of the partners are kind of worried about how much time you've been spending on the phone lately. Listen, they pulled the logs and they saw who you were calling. Now, it's not a big deal, but maybe you want to save that for after hours. Why don't you mind your own goddamn business, Scott? Why don't you mind your fucking business?
Fuck you, Scott.
Fuck you.
I'm the best goddamn
lawyer. Don't forget who's won the most cases. Who's the breadwinner here? And suck the dick below.
Just like sucking penis.
A lot of celebrities do be having podcasts, though.
Yeah, they think that
Rob Lowe has one, I think.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Michael Douglas and Ashton Kutcher. And this is fucking older women.
Dude, podcasts. Ashton.
This is the older pussy podcast.
Ashton did the right thing. He played Demi Moore's pussy like it was stocks.
Yeah.
He fucking got it at its all-time high.
Ashton, let me ask you this.
Got out before the crash, and now he's fucking Mila Kunis.
Have you ever put your butt cheeks up to Demi Moore's pussy? How did it feel? Feel good. It feel good to feel that.
And Ashton Kutcher's not even there.
Yeah. I'm doing a text-to-speech email. Dear Ashton, Demi's bush. Big, thick bush all over your ass.
Now he's shitting in her pussy?
Putting his ass up to a pussy.
Just what you said to me, I'm going to be wiped. I'm a baby, and I want you to wipe me.
Wipe me with your bush, Demi.
Ashton Kutcher's like, yeah, I think I got an email from Michael Douglas.
This is weird, though.
Yeah.
Maybe he got hacked.
We're sending emails on air. You're listening to the Michael Douglas Punked podcast. And who better to punk for the first episode than Ashton Kutcher? Dear Ashton. I raped Demi.
That's a good punk.
That's a good punk saying you raped someone's ex-wife.
Send email.
Siri, send the email. Okay. Here's what you want me to say. Dear Ashton, I raped Demi.
Yeah.
Ready to send? Yeah.
Your email says, Dear Ashton, I raped your wife. Ready to send?
Yes, send it. Fax that over to me. Fax it from my office. Send it. Yes. Send it with high urgency.
It's got a little exclamation point in red next to it. In Outlook.
This is crazy. I got a email
from the desk of Michael Douglas.
He raped my wife?
What? I got an email. I don't know what Ashton Kutcher sounds
That's
like.
That's good. Yeah, he sounds like Putty.
Yeah, it's... This is Ashton Kutcher. Yeah, I changed my voice.
He fancies himself a businessman now.
Ashton?
Yeah, he goes on Shark Tank.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he thinks he's good at investments.
Does he have money?
I think he maybe made money from investments, an old pussy.
So that Hasan Minhaj show ended, and now all of the women that worked on the show are being like, I was raped and traumatized by the show.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
For real?
And then none. They're like, here. A lot of people have asked me to talk about Patriot Act. I avoid it because each time I relive the experience of being humiliated and gaslit, targeted and ignored, I sink back into days of depression. Tweeting this will probably not help me or anyone else. So let's see what the accusation is. Women braver than me have already spoke up. The show was a necessary and important one. And I'm proud.
Has anyone seen that show?
No.
Has anyone seen that show ever?
What was it on? Netflix?
It was like a daily show?
It was projected under my ass. as the first $1 billion I made in film, I spent on the world's tiniest projector. So I could have Citizen Kane projected directly under my asshole every minute of every day. And this is what makes me so.
And then you went into the weekly political satire, Michael, afterwards?
Yes.
And then you purchased the Patriot Act and played it on your asshole?
And then people got bored of Citizen Kane. So we'd watch the Menage.
People were like, this is great. Yeah. I love watching stuff off your ass, Michael. Could it involve Hasan Minhaj?
If you get very close to see it, the screen, because Hasan is the same color as my shit.
Michael, that's
come
rude.
On, Michael.
It's not racist. It's a fact.
Michael, chill out, it's, man.
That's how an ass works.
But you my poop ass. Races?
I don't.
Yeah. You have a dial and you set it to different colors?
Dear Siri, send an email to Hasan. New email to Hasan. This is Michael Douglas. I was watching a show on my ass. As you know, I have the world's tiniest projector.
Everyone knows that.
As everybody knows.
And we did a bit where you come out of the curtain, which is my hemorrhoids. That I got from having my ass licked by Catherine after she spent the afternoon trying out new salsas.
Even Michael Douglas thinks she's Hispanic.
She keeps a
people
Latina
tell me she's
flavor.
Welsh, but I don't know.
My Mexican wife.
Keep her Latina flavor by eating hot sauce all day long. And sometimes the hot sauce is still on her tongue when she eats my ass.
Wow, that's so extreme.
So red. Like curtains.
I can't wait for people to be like, well, they said ridiculous stuff about Patriot Act, and then right in the middle of it, it's Catherine Zeta-Jones eating salsa out of his ass.
I had a bunch of friends over to watch Citizen Kane.
Oh my God.
Halfway through, I took a shit, and everyone said, what is this, Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj? Is that what we're watching?
Because the show is shitty.
No, because it's
a curtain. I was trying to give you a...
It's a curtain, and he's coming out of the curtain.
Jesus.
And the curtain is your hemorrhoids.
Uh-huh.
Serious.
Just like my dick is small.
Send a new email to Ashton. Dear Ashton, I'm sorry about raping your wife. Would you like to come over and watch Citizen King? As you know, I've got the world's tiniest projector. I spent $1 billion on it.
So wait, I'm confused, Michael. You actually did rape his wife?
Yes.
I thought you were punking him by pretending. Punk was the rape, not the email.
To really hurt his feelings.
I don't understand how pranks work. No.
Honestly, Michael, I think you should be arrested and taken to the police.
Michael, that's pretty messed up.
Anyways, so back to this woman's accusation.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it was worth the mental anguish I went through over my last few months there. I wish we still had Patriot Act. I wish they truly practiced the progressive ethos they cultivated on screen. They would really deserve all your love. So,
damn. What were they up to over there?
Not going to tell you what happened.
She got gaslit, though.
I've been thinking all day about how Prachi Gu and Molly Kin's tweets on their former workplaces and how much courage it must have taken to speak. What?
Do the lights look weird on there?
What do you mean, do the lights look weird?
They're like stuck at the top.
That's just, no. That's
okay. Fine. All right, never mind.
That just means that the...
They're maxed at a certain level?
No, it's the... It remembers the settings from the last time you did it. So unless you like clear the board by moving them up and then back down, it just means it's set where it should be.
It just resets.
It would be a problem if that orange one was all the way down on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you hear is what's being recorded.
Yeah, I got it. I hear it.
Just like my dick gets hard.
Just like sucking penis.
So that's the accusation? And then what did people say in response to it?
Yeah. I think there will be a time soon when the people behind the show dive into some of the problems behind the scene. Now, here's the first complaint listed. A mostly white writer's room, for example. So that's a form of abuse now. Is it if white people are in the writer's room?
Mm-hmm.
Strike one?
Yeah, strike one. Hilariously tone deaf to publicly mourn the possible future while not publicly supporting your marginalized, abused colleagues. How about just don't ever hire Indian women again? I mean, this happened on the Rami show too.
No, really?
Yeah, the Rami show was like they turned over the writer's room for the second or third season, and then it was like an Indian woman that was like, I have been raped. By not being
that's
hired
a good
again.
Show,
the Rami show.
Yeah, I like it.
I haven't watched a single episode. Nice guy, but yeah, they tried to come for him. They were like, you know, he turned over the entire room.
Right.
It wasn't like they just didn't hire women back. Or
right, right, right.
It was like framed in some kind of bullshit way on social media.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, Rami's got himself a Golden Globe, so mm-hmm. they can suck his golden nuts.
Well, I have a different kind of Golden Globe.
What kind is it, Michael?
I don't want to tell.
Do you put it in your ass?
Yes. I was hoping people wouldn't figure it out.
It has the planet on it?
Is it like the award, or is it just a big golden
ball? I have a set of anal beads that are each of the individual planets in order from the sun to Pluto.
You start at the sun?
Yeah, you start at the sun. That's
the sun, the biggest
one. The biggest one? You put that one in your ass first?
The sun goes in your ass first. And then
that's so much bigger than the other ones.
And I was arrested at the Ben Franklin Institute in Philadelphia for trying to show it to children in the gift shop.
Was it because there was still shit on it?
And that caused problems at my job at the law firm. Which is the plot of my new film, Philadelphia 2. Even gayer this time.
It's true.
More AIDS.
That was my issue the first time I saw that movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't gay.
The opening scene of yeah, it's Philadelphia, directed by Sidney Lumet. The opening scene is Tom Hanks is sweating in a jail cell.
Right.
And Denzel is his public defender.
Right.
That shows up. And he's like, so what's going on? I read in the police report you were putting the entire solar system in your ass at the Ben Franklin Institute.
Yeah.
So this is Tom Hanks after the events of the first.
No, this is just a redoing of Philadelphia.
A reimagining where it's gayer.
Yeah, where it's Philadelphia, directed by Sidney Lumet, where Tom Hanks is sweating in a jail cell. Uh-huh.
The late Sidney Lumet.
And he's, Denzel's assigned his case, and he's like, you're looking at first degree sexual misconduct, There's not really any, he doesn't want the case. He's homophobic.
Of course.
He doesn't want to deal with this guy. And then Tom Hanks is like, Denzel, listen. I'm gay. I'm a fag, if you will. How does he talk?
That's kind of there.
Yeah,
so Michael Douglas is not in it, though.
I put things in my ass. It's what I do. So
Louis C.K.
It's from the twisted mind of Michael Douglas.
Right.
Yeah. He reimagines.
He's the auteur.
I'm writing a movie for my good friend Sidney Lumet to direct. You have to excuse me. I'm not very good at impressions.
Oh, that was Michael talking.
And so Denzel shows up and he's like, "Man,
damn.
How you gonna be putting shit in your ass, man?"
And Michael, that really doesn't that. Sound like Denzel.
Well, yeah. From my memory. From memory, that's
true. I've met him dozens of times.
And so then Tom Hanks says, what's up, pork chop?
Yeah.
You know, one of his classic lines. One of his famous gay lines. Philadelphia.
Wow.
That's awesome, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And is there like cock sucking on screen? What makes it gayer this time?
This time he's taking Blue Chew.
Oh,
okay. Wow. Now that's gayest, something I can get behind.
The gayest dick pill there is.
We haven't mentioned yet on this show that we use it for gay. The Blue Chew
for having gay sex.
For gay sex. And it works for both heterosexual and gay sex.
It's true.
I wouldn't know about the heterosexual sex aspect of it, but it very much
well,
works
I
for
would.
The gay sex.
I've only used it to have sex with girls.
I get it before I get my prostate milked.
That's awesome.
I chew it up.
You chew it and do it.
And then I milk it out.
Yeah, Blue Chew's a beautiful product, folks. Whether you're gay like Adam or straight like me,
mm-hmm.
I thought
we were all
gay. Makes, no, it's actually just you. Okay. It makes your dick so hard. And it's nice because it's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, tadalafil and sildenafil.
Yeah, but you don't need an in-person doctor's visit.
None of that bullshit.
Which makes it actually more affordable.
If you like sex, you love Bluetooth.com.
That's right. Listen to this, Mexican.
I'm done.
Okay.
Back to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I hate the awkward in-person doctor's visit. You pull your dick out. Your mm-hmm. doctor has to taste if your dick is soft mm-hmm. or not.
And then your doctor looks at you and he says, that's awkward.
Well, right? That's awkward.
Well, that's awkward.
Awkward turtle.
A performance enhancement for the bedroom. Imagine putting a spoiler on your asshole
yep. right.
so you can fuck faster. Mm-hmm. Imagine having a spoiler. They're adding me into the. I've requested to be put into the Fast and the Furious
movies. He has a spoiler.
But it's just Michael Douglas running with a spoiler sticking out of his ass.
So he fucks and
we're renaming it Fast and Loose.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Fast 9, Fast and Loose.
We're not just fast, we're loose. Michael is furious.
Michael Douglas, fully nude, with a pair of New Balance running sneakers, yeah. and there's a spoiler coming out of his ass, and he's running really fast.
And it says BlueChew.com, the spoiler.
Oh, yeah.
He's oiled up.
The official NASCAR yeah. BlueChew car.
Mm-hmm. Bust as quickly as possible. A lot of people ask me, Michael, how is it possible that you had sex with 10,000 women? And it's because I have not... in one pump immediately because there's a spoiler coming out of my ass that's sponsored by BlueChew.com. That's kind of like their Red Bull.
Yeah.
Their Red Bull challenge. What the fuck is that Red Bull thing where they're like, make a plane.
Oh, yeah. We'll
try
know.
Making a plane.
Yeah, yeah. And jump into a
We're
lake.
We're going to do a contest. Why don't you try making a plane? Okay. Everybody loses again this year.
Yeah.
No one can do it. Great job making us look like fucking idiots.
Just take a hang glider.
Mm-hmm. Red Bull is kind of the opposite of Blue Chew.
Right. It makes your dick soft.
It's red mm-hmm. instead of blue. And instead of chew, it's bull.
Yeah. Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, chew sounds like cow.
Chew. Yeah, because cows chew.
Cows chew.
Yeah, they chew.
Chew,
they chew,
chud, bull.
They chew chud.
Both of them have a U in it. There's two L's at the end of bull. What does that stand for? Lower level.
Mm-hmm.
And then chew, often a terrace. What do you do on a terrace? You chew bubble gum.
Chew yep. bubble gum.
Top floor, penthouse.
Penthouse, sweet baby.
Up
take
there,
that.
Chew. Yeah, the big
chew. You
could
chew. Be in the basement with the Red Bull or on the top of
the
Empire State.
On the Empire State Building with a hard-ass
good
dick.
Times. You good know? Times. Good times. Moving JJ. J.J. Walker, J.J. is sort of the opposite of L.L. at the end of Bull.
So true.
So J.J. Walker is in Good Times, and they're moving on up, which is a theme song from a different show.
It's yeah, a different
Jeffersons.
Black show.
It's the Jeffersons.
Yeah. This is a different black show. And mm-hmm. there's two L's in fucking Bull.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, yeah, Chew and Bull, opposite
and
words.
Opposites, yeah. Absolutely.
Damn, you just blew my damn mind.
Yeah. I love not taking my pills except for Blue Chew.
It's the only pill you need. It's the only pill you need.
And that's why we're not alarmed, because the important thing is Nick takes a pill.
I take a pill.
And it's,
the doctor said, make sure you take a pill.
Mm-hmm.
And never said what pill.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's not true. I said.
Whoa, Michael Douglas is your doctor?
He's a doctor. My name is Dr. Michael Douglas. It's like a Dr. Mario situation. Where I'm not Michael Douglas. I'm a separate character.
I'm a different guy with one of those little things on his head.
Yes. Just like how Dr.
What
Mario,
are those things? Those metal things?
I don't know. I've never seen a doctor wear one of those.
No,
I think
that's
it's reflective.
An olden days
yeah, it's
doctor.
Reflective back when you used to have to operate by candlelight.
Oh, it's like a it's like an old headlamp kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dude, cool. That's when surgery was romantic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking slice open a guy's fucking nuts.
Chewables can work faster. Chewables can be taken on a full or empty stomach. The online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. If you qualify, you get prescribed online. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line in a pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in discreet packaging.
Mm-hmm.
The Chewables from BlueChew.com, made in the U.S., sir. BlueChew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code Cumtown. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Cumtown. Nationwide warehouse.
And if you want a little hack, order the biggest amount of pills free and then cancel.
Nationwide warehouse. Nationwide warehouse.
Suck on my penis.
Oil paintings. This scene from Terminator 2.
Yep. Right,
I always wondered how they didn't get like fucked for copyright infringement.
What do you mean?
Well, in Nationwide Warehouse, the commercial, like part of it is just the scene from Terminator 2.
I don't even remember.
I don't remember it at all.
Which scene? The one where Arnold's dick is
where
big?
He's there's something exploding and he's riding the
I didn't see Terminator until I was 22 years old. So I probably knew that.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Probably, no, it's true. It's a pretty grown-up movie. I'm glad you waited.
Yeah. I probably had seen that mm-hmm. Nationwide Warehouse commercial, did not know the homage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not an homage. It's just a scene from the movie.
You mean it's literally the movie? Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it?
I'm trying to Google it, but...
I had to turn off right after I saw that he got blasted.
These deals will blow you away.
Oh, yeah, where he's on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
that's a famous part.
Nationwide Bussy Wars.
Now, let me ask you this about Blue Chew, and I know the read is over. Do those pills ever go bad?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no. Probably. Pills have an expiration date. But...
Yeah, they say they expire, but I don't believe
they work less mm-hmm. well, maybe, but they still...
So I should take more.
Damn, I'm thinking about replaying.
You have expired,
yeah.
Doom Eternal.
I got a bunch when the fucking pandemic.
Do you have PlayStation 4?
They expire in 3 months.
I don't know, man.
You should play Doom Eternal.
Oh, I have PlayStation 4. Yeah.
Yeah. You just said I don't know. Do you have PlayStation?
To Adam.
Oh.
I don't think they expire. Like,
do you have PlayStation?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know, man.
Get off my back.
I don't think.
I was laughing about. I was at Costco the other day. I was laughing about like just accusing a Chinese lady of copying me, mm-hmm. like with the shit I'm buying.
You're fucking copying.
Stop buying.
Stop. Dude. Copying me.
Stop buying 4 dozen eggs and the 10 pounds of rice.
Don't
I did it
fucking
first.
Copy me.
That's what they're fucking doing, dude. The Chinese. Did you see that pool party rave they had in Wuhan?
Yeah, they're rubbing it in.
They're rubbing it in. That's our favorite kind of shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
We love pool party raves.
I know.
We're all stuck inside. The Chinese are all grinding on each other.
I know.
That's copying.
I didn't even know Chinese got pussy like that.
I didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't know they liked eating.
Wuhan looked like a big pussy getting bananas over there.
Little boy got fucked in his ass.
Did you see that video, Nick, with the Wuhanese?
Yeah, I didn't care about it.
What video?
The one you're talking about.
There's riots again, right? The police in Wisconsin shot.
They shot a guy in the back seven times.
Yeah, it's great.
It's weird. I watched that video, and as they murder the guy,
he's alive. He's paralyzed. Though.
In my head, I just go. Hello, Wisconsin!
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's because I read Wisconsin. Because
you remember that 70s show when you see that...
Hanging out!
That man gets shot in front of his
I wonder
kids.
What Red would think about the whole situation.
Red
I think
would
he would say something
down.
Like this. You know, Eric?
Back to Africa. Boop! Yeah.
Kelso's like, somebody raped my wife.
I got a fax machine from somebody, the future.
I just got raped my wife. Somebody got the TV showed me a letter and it said somebody raped my wife.
I don't think that's true, Kelso.
Oh, Fez. Yeah.
I've been raped so many times. They keep raping me.
That is true.
Doesn't he get raped in the show? Yeah, like a girl rapes him.
Why don't you get your little spick friend out of my basement?
Some blonde girl with big tits.
What's that?
I think Fez gets raped in the show.
Mm. Does he?
Like, he talks all a big game about wanting to fuck it, and the late a girl he's with fucks him. I guess as well.
Can you get your Chinese friend out of my basement, please?
Oh yeah, dreamcasting. Yeah. Michael Douglas is red.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What are you guys doing down here? Smoking pot? You try cocaine. Don't come upstairs.
You two come with me. Just takes Jackie and fucking Donna with him.
Me and the bald neighbor and his big titty wife are doing cocaine.
Yeah, he's just cucking. What's his name?
Nobody come upstairs. Me and the bald neighbor's big titted wife are doing cocaine together. We're making love.
That's such a better show, man.
That'd be
an awesome show.
Hanging out on my dick.
We're all right.
Suck on my penis.
Stop resisting. Stop resisting. Dude, cops will literally...
Darren Wilson.
Who are the other guys?
Killed?
Yeah.
Darren Wilson. Leo fucking... What's his name? The guy that killed Eric Garner. George Zimmerman.
Stop resisting. But... Dude, you know cops would literally make a video game like that.
They would love it.
Well, if you put that song together, cops would listen to it.
Absolutely.
Darren Wilson.
Get hyped up to beat their wives.
Christopher Dorner.
Make lips.
Nah, keep Dorner out of there.
They would
man.
Be mad when the Dorner.
Yeah.
What?
Keep the Dorn man. May he rest in peace out of that.
Mm-hmm. Star suck my penis.
Who are the cops who killed Breonna Taylor?
They were like, I forget, detectives.
One of them has such a funny looking face.
Yeah, he's like on vacation and
shit. Well, another guy who's like,
oh yeah. He's got a pretty suggestive gay smile.
Yeah, right.
Like he's trying to get you to have gay sex with him in a bathroom.
Wait, it looks like he's like shitting himself. Like he's like trying to not shit himself, but he does.
And he's trying to be coy at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Look at these fucking pieces.
Kill
of shit.
Those cocksuckers. Let's Sonya. Rape those guys.
Sonya, big titty, vagina, wet pussy.
Now that's a great.
Shang Tsung, can you please just read the names?
No. I'm sorry.
I'm horny.
I have become distracted by Sonya's pussy.
Pussy lips. I want to fuck it.
Sonya, I've never had sex.
Please
have sex with me.
Please, Sonya.
Never get any pussy combat.
Johnny Cage.
I'd like some pussy.
It's so funny just how like that movie makes zero sense.
No sense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And because it just like, I mean, imagine how sweet of a job it was to like adapt video games in the early 90s.
Oh my God.
Like, imagine pumping out the script for that piece of shit Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Where they're like, yeah, I mean, the game doesn't make any sense. So right. Don't really worry about it. They're like, all right, Dennis Hopper is Bowser. And
everyone's wearing patent leather
Bob
for some
Hoskins
reason.
Bob Hoskins is Mario. Yeah.
And there's another dinosaur world where everybody's, like, evolved from lizards. And
John Leguizamo.
Mm-hmm.
That's good casting, honestly.
Not bad.
Dude, Leguizamo's Luigi's not bad casting.
I love John Leguizamo.
Me too.
But I do. Okay, we're not talking about you.
I'm just saying, when I was a kid, I loved him.
But we're not talking about you right now.
But
I do.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying.
It's not your turn.
I like the pest.
We're talking about what Nick likes.
Okay. Well, you liked him.
I don't like him that much.
No, I'm saying Nick liked him too. Mm-hmm. So you also liked him.
We've got it's Jack Nicholson and John Leguizamo as the Mario Brothers. It's the Super Mario movie starring Jack Nicholson and Michael Douglas.
Now, there we go.
Yeah. Luigi, do these overalls make my penis look fat? The fuck are you talking about?
Stop asking me queer shit, man.
Listen, Mario, why don't you shut the fuck up for a second? You got to get these mushrooms or something.
Uh-huh.
We got to fuck the I don't know what. I don't know what.
They
want to
fuck Peach.
I have no idea what Jack Nicholson would be saying in that movie.
I think he'd be saying, I want to get pussy from Peach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That but he wouldn't say it outright. He's too slick.
Yeah,
he'd say he wants beaver.
He's too slick to do a good impression.
Yeah, he'd say, he'd say he wants some beaver. I fucked you 10 minutes ago. He'd confuse her into fucking him.
Put my dick in your pussy, chief. Just put my dick in your pussy, chief.
Bob Hoskins is a good Mario, too. They just fucked the movie up.
I literally don't even remember the movie at all.
I remember being so pissed.
Besides the cast.
You ever see Mona Lisa?
No.
Well, you watch Long Good Friday. You should watch that also.
That should be next on your list for sure.
You know what? I'm going to go watch Long Good Friday today.
80s crime, British crime.
Who's in Mona Lisa?
Bob Hoskins.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's my guy. Shouts out Big Bob.
And some cute.
I did not believe it when my mom told me he was Shmi from Hook.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, he's not. He's from Roger Rabbit, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, he's in both movies.
And
I'm like, no.
Crying.
I'm like, no, shut up.
Stop it, oh, she's in both.
Wouldn't believe her.
Why are you calling
me? That's how stupid I was as a kid. He wore a bandana. I was like, no, that's not him.
That's crazy.
I remember when I saw Saving Silverman for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I also knew who Tenacious D were. Mm-hmm. And I did not realize Jack Black was the same guy.
That's pretty.
I just kind of knew Tenacious D as an entity. And
right.
Didn't know the guys. Because Tenacious D sucks.
No,
I liked
cool.
it at the time.
I liked it.
No, I never liked that shit.
No, dude.
That Adam
Junior
Sandler.
Junior Bacon
Cheese. Right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
I the CDs?
Shut fuck off, Nick.
Come on, dude.
Come on, those
were great. Play some of Adam Sandler's CDs, and you will see where some of our shit comes from.
Not me, because I've never listened to those CDs.
She can stuff three cocks in a cheek.
I wasn't a huge Adam Sandler.
At a medium pace, put a shampoo bottle up my ass. Dude, you got to listen to At a Medium Pace. You'll love it.
Yeah.
CDs are
the Simpsons,
classics.
Mad TV, movie Clifford.
Mm-hmm. Billy Madison is a fucking.
I'm going to go through my biggest.
You didn't like Billy Madison?
I didn't see Billy Madison until I was like almost in high school, and everyone would just talk about Billy Madison all the time. And I'm like, oh, so it's another movie where he's a retarded guy that screams.
Yeah, but it's the first one, man.
It's the genesis of it's where it all comes from.
You just pick what you're good at. And you
I'm
stick
just saying
with
what
it.
My personal preferences are.
All
Chris
right.
Farley, great.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey, great.
So you like
Adam
energy.
Sandler always gave Chris a role in every movie.
They were boys.
Tommy
were
Boy
boys.
And Black Sheep, amazing.
Great movies.
Fucking amazing.
I saw those movies 1,000 times during the day on Comedy
Central. That makes a lot of sense.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
It's amazing. A little annoying gay guy and a mm-hmm. lovable fat man.
Yeah, that's like
it's
our friendship.
It's kind of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the lovable fat guy.
Haru is such a fucking funny character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's also in Dirty Work, the Saigon whore that bit my nose off.
Yeah. They all loved him. The funniest guy of all time.
She can stuff three cocks in a cheek. Fuck, what song is that from? Dude, At a Medium Pace is maybe the funniest. Was one of the
Stan
funniest
and
things.
Judy was the other one.
You guys can talk about Adam Sandler for a second. I'm going to go piss.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can just pull up his song. Play.
Billy Madison is one of the few movies from childhood that's still funny.
It's awesome.
That
dude.
Still holds up.
And Happy
There
Game
were Mark. So many pieces of shit that I liked when I was a kid that you watch again, you're like, that sucks.
Totally.
Including Gladiator.
No!
Gladiator sucks.
No!
Rewatch it,
fuck
dude.
Off, I just did. It was awesome.
No, it's not cool.
It's really good.
It's whacked.
Your dick is so small for this one.
It's gay.
Why do you, both you and Nick have to hurt me today?
It's gay.
You are, actually.
There's so much... There's It's just, I don't know. Billy Madison just, it's perfect, dude.
We're just going to play at a medium pace.
He's going to make us pay, dude.
Who is that? Sandler?
He can't have enough money.
No, but it's we're doing commentary.
Yeah, this is a commentary track.
So.
Him and I are known for having similar singing voices.
No.
A lot of people say that.
No.
A lot of people say that. Similar guitar playing styles and
loving
tones.
Loving you.
On your hand and stroke my cock at a medium pace.
So good.
Play with my balls and tell me how big they are.
It's good. It's still funny.
Sit on the corner of the bed and watch me jack off.
Yep. And so we're doing commentary on that.
So what do you think he meant by that? So,
I think it's an analogy.
It's an analogy for the cultural malaise of the 90s.
Exactly. The mm-hmm. beaver that he wants rubbed on his face
mm-hmm.
is opera and art, fine art.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't forget his classic character, Opera Man.
Opera Man. It all comes back.
It all comes back.
Opera Man, promise, no more masturbator.
Dude, I love him so much.
And you know what I actually love more than even the art that he made that I love? Is how he's figured out life. He just makes a bunch of shitty movies, but he hangs out with his boys, and uh-huh. he gets paid millions.
He got like a 10-movie Netflix deal.
And he seems to love his wife.
He's a 100-millionaire.
Seems like he has a great family.
He likes playing basketball.
He's fucking hooping. He's throwing dimes.
He likes wearing really
And every
big...
once in a while, when he wants to show people that his dick is big, he's like, yeah, I'll do a great acting job.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be so good at acting. People are like, wow, he's as good as anyone at acting.
Yeah, but I mean, Punch Drunk Love's great. And then he is very good in Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
Like
I just love him.
So yeah, the comedy never really did it for me. And I know that none of that is, I think he's a bad guy.
Yeah, that's what you said.
No.
And it made me sad.
I like all of the Sandler verse films. They all
you
in
like
my,
all of them?
I map them out actually as being part of fitting in with one another.
Yeah, I saw all of them.
You did?
Yeah. I mean I saw Billy Madison late, but I saw Big Daddy. I saw fucking Little Nicky. I saw
Little Nicky is fucking
Little
hilarious.
Nicky is
so
good.
Bad. No, it's bad, but it's funny.
I still like him.
Waterboy. Happy Gilmore, I did like.
Happy Gilmore, but that's what I'm saying. Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, they're just unfuckwithable. Mm-hmm.
Well, those
in my
are the
opinion.
First two, dude.
Exactly.
And Wedding Singer, too. The first
Wedding
three.
Singer's good.
The first three were, he just hit three homers.
Big Daddy's good, too. I just remember being pissed because it was a good movie. It was like a heartwarming movie. And
Mr. Biggs,
stupid.
I saw that one.
That
too.
One sucks. Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, it's funny. What's his name? Totoro kept trying to smell his feet. That's funny.
There's a couple good ones. There's a couple good bits even in the shitty movies.
Even in the bad ones, there's still little gems.
But
I agree.
No, I just mean, like those CDs literally.
But you compare it to some of the greatest comedies of all time, like The Other Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Old School.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that sort of. As a joke, but also
those are great movies.
Those are so funny, dude.
Yeah. I love those movies.
Yeah, we used to dance like that in the old neighborhood. Show guys how gay they were. That's one of the funniest.
That's a great movie.
It's very good.
I remember liking it when it first came out, but not fully appreciating it.
I like Wahlberg as a comedian. I think he's very funny
when he doesn't take himself seriously. He's great.
Even when he does take himself seriously, it's very funny.
That's when he's funny. Yeah, he's funny, but he's not.
Four Brothers is such a funny movie.
I haven't seen it, actually. That's the one with Andre 3000, right?
Like they're four adopted brothers. Two white, two black.
That's cool.
And then they meet for their like mom's funeral, mm-hmm. their adopted mom's funeral. And I guess, I don't know if she was killed by gang violence or what the story
Even
is.
Even though she was a good person or something.
They're like, we're going to have to solve this murder. Figure out who killed
you killed Ma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're in Detroit and he still has a
Smoke
Boston accent.
Smoke your CBD.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Nice.
I would love to be rolling up some high quality CBD from our good friends at Cushy Dreams right now.
There is nothing like it.
They offer a full
Watch
lineup.
The Sandman.
of smokable CBD.
We're gonna watch all Sandler verse movies after this. Was Jamel
watch the Sandman and roll up some of their many different indica sativa blends?
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's Hustle and Energy for the morning, or fucking
relax. Is that it? Or chill
relax
or something?
And dream.
Dream is, I can't get enough of
that. Cushy Dreams offers a full line of mm-hmm. premium smokable CBD.
I smoke the Dream, and every time I fall asleep, I get pussy in the Dream. Otherwise, I don't get pussy. I can't do it. It's guaranteed getting pussy in the Dream.
That's such an awesome product. If you smoke this CBD,
a product that where you
will get pussy in the Dream. We guarantee you. Isn't that right, Nick?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like a future, like a dystopian future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be a good like Wachowski's style move.
You have to take drugs to get mind pussy.
Yeah, brain, dream pussy.
Do robots dream of electric pussy?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a Philip K. Duck suck.
Yeah. It's a Blaze Runner.
Yeah.
And you have to smoke a type
smoke
of...
Smoke CBD.
Yeah.
Which, and listen, what's beautiful about Cushy Dreams...
I had to check them out later that night to find out if they'd smoke weed to get pussy in their dreams. You're going to get any pussy in your dreams. You're in a desert. You come across some pussy.
I fuck it. I get it.
You're rowing a boat down a fucking stream or something. And
that's a girl.
A guy in a top hat, but he's got a huge pair of tits. I get some pussy. Mm-hmm.
This is a good idea for a movie. So you smoke the weed that where you're guaranteed pussy in your dream, right? And while you're getting pussy in your dream, you witness a murder, right? And then you have to go back into the dream to solve it. It's kind of
but you're getting pussy the whole time.
But
you're trying to pick up clues.
You're trying to stop getting pussy.
And that can only happen if you're smoking cushy dreams.
Yeah, it's true.
CBD. It looks like high quality marijuana. It feels like high quality marijuana. And tastes like high quality marijuana. That's right. You can eat the weed.
It's got a great taste.
CBD content is up to 20%, which is some of the highest
in the damn industry.
The attention to detail is noticeable in every beautiful flower. Smoking your CBD is the most efficient and quickest way to deliver CBD mm-hmm. to your system. It does not get you high. There's next to no THC. Independent lab testing shows compliance and purity. Click here for the results. Grown in California and Oregon, each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts.
Oh, yeah.
Alternative for people looking to cut back on smoking other things.
And that's me. Mm-hmm. I've been getting so high on regular weed that it fucks my life up. Yeah. But with beautiful fucking Cushy Dreams mm-hmm. high-quality CBD, I smoke one of their gorgeous pre-rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Italy, we call it CBD.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
C.
Chi.
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 We do not have a sound.
Sound.
Because you make that noise, it sounds like piss. It sounds like a piss coming out of your mouth.
Italians always need a pee.
And we cannot make a piss sound.
You're doing it right now.
She fuck. Actually, I was saying fuck. I was jang fuck.
I was jang fuck.
I was jang fuck and not bitch.
It yes.
mixes well with other things you can smoke.
Oh,
each
yeah.
batch is slow nice. Cured for 2 to 4 weeks.
Like fucking salmon.
To guarantee maximum freshness and preserve flavor and cannabinoids, they take the artisan approach. Everyone is a small batch. Organic farming practices, selection includes indoor exotic strains, 100% hand trim.
Shit is gorgeous.
I like this shit, man.
I love it.
I wake up, I'm stressed the fuck out. I take my cold shower. I'm like, nope, that didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I work out. I'm like, still pissed.
Right.
And then it's like, I look outside. It's a beautiful day. I'm like, well, I'm sure it'll continue to be beautiful days until I fucking die. And everyone else does also.
Yeah. Everyone I love, at least.
And the whole world is just going to shit.
Yep.
And then I smoke my CBD and I go, time to go back to sleep.
And that's what you can only ask for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in my dream getting pussy.
Fucking robot pussy.
There's nothing like
Fembot sucking on your nuts, yeah, jacking you off.
I'm fucking replicants and Blaze Runner.
Mm-hmm.
Replicants had pussies in the movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. There was sexplicants. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And but they were trying to kill them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had
hey,
to
Chinese
kill all the
guy,
replicants.
What can you tell me about it's this hair?
Because there was a civil war.
It comes from a pussy. It's a pussy hair. Yeah, very, very expensive. Very expensive.
You're saying this hair came off a vagina?
Damn. And the good news is you get pussy in your dreams mm-hmm. no matter mm-hmm. what with Cushy Dreams.
CushyDreams.com. They have two main product lines, the flower and the joints.
Love mm-hmm. the pre-rolls.
And guess what's inside of the joints?
So inside, flower. Within the two main product lines, you have three lines.
Mm.
Private Reserve, Ultra Premium, and Premium.
Love that. All that stuff.
You can either get an eighth and a ten, which is nitrogen sealed for optimal freshness.
Love popping it open and smelling the good Cushy Dreams.
Just getting blasted in the face.
Free. Aww.
Get the pre-rolls.
Aww, that smells so fucking good. Yeah. That's what I say every time I crack open and eat. Oh my fucking god, that smells so fucking good.
Yeah, out here in Cali, we love smoking pre-roll CBD. Yeah, I have brain damage from growing up in California.
From too much sun.
Yeah. From driving up to Frisco to huff gas with a girl who's got her eyeball pierced. Yeah, really cool stuff. We got some friends up in Humboldt. They showed us how to shove the weed in her ass.
Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to smoke weed anymore because the government will take away my skateboard. But that's why I smoke Cushy Dreams.
Yeah, basically any person I've talked to for more than 10 minutes has immediately put a gun in their mouth and blew their brains out.
Anybody that I used to live with a woman that had this older, this guy who must have been in his 40s that would just come fuck her. But I would get stuck talking to him and he was
brutal.
Just fucking
he's like, yeah, taking the van up to Frisco this weekend.
That guy needed some high quality CBD from Cushy Dreams to mellow him out.
Yeah.
And how would he get that, Nick?
He would go to CushyDreams.com.
That's K-U-S-H-Y Dreams.com.
Dreams with the...
CushyDreams.com.
K-U-S-H-Y.
At the checkout, use promo code COMETOWN for 20% off your first order.
Wow.
Smoke your CBD because you can.
Because you can, fuckos.
Listen, I need to get... to Costco.
Okay.
And I need to speak to the manager.
All right.
Because I was here last week, and a Chinese woman was following me around, copying every one of my purchases.
That would be annoying, honestly.
We should hire Chinese ladies to do that. That would be a good punk.
That's a good punk.
There was a Chinese lady copying all of my purchases. And I said, excuse me, ma'am, I will rape you if you continue copying me.
Mike, stop raping people,
stop
man.
It. That's not a punk.
That's fucked up.
Of course I would never do that.
Didn't you say you raped Ashton's wife?
I went back
into
my car and I watched Citizen Kane.
Your own ass?
Oh,
I got a cosmetic hand mirror and I sat in my car watching Citizen Kane. I have stirrups next to the steering wheel. I have a special vehicle.
The way handicapped people drive.
My second $1 billion mm-hmm. I made in film I spent on a Maserati with stirrups on the steering wheel from a gynecologist's office, and I drive the car with my ass. on the steering wheel so I can watch Citizen Kane in a mirror while I drive.
And it's a mirror that's pointed at your ass, to be clear.
So you get,
there's a mirror on the steering wheel, mm-hmm. which also has stirrups, so I can watch Tiny Citizen Kane while driving the car with my legs.
Oh, okay.
Do you get it projected backwards so in the mirror it looks the right way?
What a ridiculous question. You're being ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
You're being absolutely ridiculous.
I was just thinking about how you could...
You're ruining the movie.
All right. I just want to make sure you're not watching.
Can you stop distracting me? I'm trying to drive.
I just want to make sure.
Trying to watch Citizen Kane and drive.
Oh, fuck. Rosebud, am I right, boys? Fucking Citizen motherfucking Kane.
Citizen Brain.
Yeah. That movie was pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be bad. I remember watching it in college with my boy and being like, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
And it was good.
He's like, we're just putting something on to get comfortable with each other.
And I'm like, all right.
Stop, relax.
Okay, Owen, I will.
Stop. We're just going to have a... Hey, you don't need to get upset.
All right, I'm sorry.
We're just putting a movie on.
Throw it on. It's a
couple
fine.
Of guys watching Citizen Kane. You're sexy, I'm sexy. Yeah, it feels weird at first. I know. I went through this with Michael Douglas.
Wow.
Listen, wow, he's like the Ghislaine.
I was just a guy. I played lacrosse at University of Texas. Suddenly, Michael Douglas comes through Austin. Everyone says, wow.
Wow.
That's Michael Douglas.
Yeah, yeah. Wall Street.
And he pulls me aside and he says, you want to make $1 billion.
I'm still okay.
Did you get $1 billion?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, yeah, you know. It's we ended up just watching Citizen Kane.
That's a good movie.
But you play with my nuts for a second. Mm-hmm. But that was it.
Wow.
Would you guys fuck Owen Wilson?
I don't know. He's cute. Maybe just kiss.
I would kiss him.
Yeah.
For a couple
I like
minutes.
His broken nose.
Yep.
Owen Thrilson.
Yeah, it would be.
Tell you what, we can go over to my place, take the Molly there.
No, I'm good. I'm just going to chill at my spot, Owen. Thank you.
No, I borrowed Michael Douglas's projector.
I would really rather watch it on a TV than your ass. I don't even understand why yeah, someone
such
would do
a
that.
Small screen.
Did we say the promo code for Cushy Dreams?
Yeah.
Cumtown.
Okay.
We did.
And if they try to say we didn't.
We'll get the gats out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to go storm their Portland.
I would never do that because I enjoy the product too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. It feels good to you? It feels good to do it.
It feels good, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To do the Cushy Dreams.
Hey, tough guy, why don't you try to get to make fucking your ass with this? Hey, always be ready. That's still probably the funniest line in any movie of all time.
Always be ready.
Hey, always be ready. God salute. Damn.
Salute to that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was that flexible. I want to do splits.
Yeah. I tried. No, I can't do it.
No?
Yeah, I looked out. I found like a regimen, like a tutorial. Stretching thing. I looked at some YouTube guy who like was like, he's Australian. He's like, yeah, I had problems with flexibility. So I started just working on it. And it's like, it's a 2-year progress before he can do this.
2 years?
Yeah, dude, it takes forever to get limber. And this is a young guy, too. And mm-hmm. It's like, fuck that.
I saw a girl on...
I'm 31.
I saw a girl on Twitter say she could do splits in like 5 days.
That's because women have different...
Yeah, because they got pussies.
Because their pussies go split.
They're
wide open.
Used to busting them wide open.
Yeah.
Hey, always be ready.
So Jean-Claude busts his bussy wide open? Is that mm-hmm. what you're saying, Adam?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's used to busting it wide open.
Bust it wide open, tell the DJ run it back.
Yeah, I love how they work the splits into every film.
Every movie. Yeah.
You gotta have a split. It's like a Seagal neck snap.
Oh, man.
You gotta have a classic Van Damme.
There was an awesome video going around Twitter of Seagal doing a fight recently. It's awesome.
Where the guys lose on purpose?
No, it was like in a movie, and they just cut out real wide anytime he has to do anything slow, even sort of or athletic. He's just like very lethargically moving his fucking...
Yeah. It's mostly hand...
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a field day.
Field day was the best,
with
bro.
A giant soccer ball?
Hell yeah, giant soccer ball. Eat those little weak-ass hamburgers.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The sack damn. Race?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Sack race. What else? The egg race also. Let's not forget.
Mm-hmm.
On the spoon.
Yeah.
Do you eat it?
Three-legged race? No, you don't eat it, motherfucker. You fucking race.
I said, did you?
No. Why would I eat it? Why would I eat a fucking egg at field day when they got all these fucking treats?
I just want to be a parent. I'm ready for that.
Are you
I
sure?
I think me too. Yeah. Me too.
No.
I'm thinking maybe both of us could raise one.
I'd like for the people in my life to have children.
Actually, yeah, that'd be cool. I'd probably have no problem being dad friends with you.
Yeah, raising a kid with your boy.
That could actually
mean we'd leave, and then me and my son would be like, "That guy's out of back,
pussy, dude." Huh?
No, that's my son too.
Yeah, those two guys were fucking gay.
No, come on, dude. Let's
go to Uncle Stav's place to watch Citizen Kane.
You can't teach your son such ugliness, hatred. Mm-hmm.
Calling a guy and his son two guys, a guy and his like 4-year old son. Those two guys are fucking homos. Guys are
fucking queer.
Come on.
Calling a baby a guy is awesome. Yeah.
We would fight club of our kids.
Nah, I want to be the uncle, man. So please, everyone have kids.
Uncle Stav.
I want my brothers to have kids.
Yeah, I want like a kid to help me out with chores and shit.
Old West style.
Yeah.
Frontier style.
No, not even. Didn't you have to do chores?
Nah, dude. My dad was not around. Chores. My dad was working.
I dealt my grandfather just with
playing
more
backgammon.
Shit, more shit than anything.
That's cute.
And he was always, because he's not like an easy guy to get along with.
Yeah,
but he would always have tasks, and if it was just me being assigned something, I could handle that.
Right,
you know, and I enjoy doing that shit.
Yeah,
my dad made me work on the yard.
Somebody else.
yes. Now you're the difficult guy to get along with.
Yeah,
now you can have a child to do tasks.
Get revenge. On
the
child.
Yeah. That's the way it works. It's a circle of life.
My grandfather was his tasks were. Look through trash for something good.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, like on the street?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's cool.
My man was a hoarder.
He would dress up in a, he looked exactly like Stav, and he would dress up in a tanuki suit.
Tanuki Martin.
No joke, I do look a bunch like him.
Hey, get out of my garbage. And he's like, I'm a raccoon. I don't know. Don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm just a raccoon.
He flies away.
Shouts out to my man Stavros Halkias. That was the original.
Stavros won,
dude.
Someone's chasing him. And he starts running, and the suit gets caught and rips off the bottom. And so his penis and ass are hanging out.
He's just got a little raccoon
ears, and then the tail is still intact. As he runs
his
down
little
the street,
dick and big fat balls.
Oh, running, that's so cute.
Running full speed down the street,
and he's fast.
Yeah.
He's surprisingly fast.
He's fat
for how
fast.
Fat he is.
People are like, is that a raccoon?
It's definitely
my man loved the trash, and he loved playing the lottery and buying birds.
Well, folks, it's that time again.
Yep,
for you to go back to your own life.
That's right.
That was another episode of Cumtown.
And look,
check out cum.town for shirts,
and go to stabby.biz for other shirts.
And there you go.